Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Google updated its Smart Lock app for iOS to include support for using the phone as a second factor for authentication of Google logins on Chrome. When enabled, logging into a Google service in Chrome will generate a push notification in the Smart Lock app on iOS that can be tapped to approve the login over Bluetooth. This is more secure than Google Prompt, which worked over the internet, but it's still not as secure as a physical security key. The app requires iOS 10 or later because it uses the iPhone's secure enclave. The feature was available for Android phones already. Google announced Chrome tests Tuesday to start implementing its privacy sandbox proposals from last year. Among the proposals are a privacy budget that places an upper limit on the data a website can collect, and a trust token so sites can tell you're not an untrustworthy actor like a bot or a spammer without needing to track you. Bigger than these, Google plans to phase out support for third-party cookies within 2 years, and Chrome will stop updating the user agent string that gives data on things like browser version and OS. That string is used as part of fingerprinting, which can track a browser without using cookies. An alternative called client hints is in development to give developers the features they need to run apps. Google announced it will acquire AppSheet, a platform for building no-code or low-code mobile applications. No-code services let business units create mobile apps without having to know how to write code. AppSheet pulls data from spreadsheets, databases, or forms using the field or column names to build the app. AppSheet is integrated with multiple services like Google Sheets, Office 365, Salesforce, AWS DynamoDB, Box, and more. Under Google, AppSheet plans to integrate more deeply into G Suite. YouTube added filters to its subscriptions tab on iOS. You can now choose to view videos from your subscriptions by which have posted that day, videos you've started but haven't finished, subscriptions you haven't watched at all, live videos, or just see the short posts from the creator. All filters, including not having any filter on at all, can be sorted in reverse chronological order. The filters are expected to arrive on Android sometime in the future. Travel planning service HipMunk announced it will shut down its app and website January 23rd. HipMunk was acquired by Concur about 3.5 years ago. Cloudflare announced that Cloudflare for Campaigns will provide free security tools and services to U.S. political campaigns. The package includes distributed denial of service attack mitigation, load balancing for campaign websites, a website firewall, and anti-bot protections. Cloudflare offers similar features to smaller state and local governments, journalists, and civil rights activists under Project Galileo. The U.S. Federal Elections Commission changed rules last year so that free security assistance like this would not constitute a campaign finance violation. The New York Times reports its sources say Apple is preparing for a legal battle with the U.S. Department of Justice over possible attempts to force the company to break encryption on 2 iPhones related to the murders at Naval Air Station Pensacola. Following an antitrust investigation into Amazon and Flipkart in India, Jeff Bezos announced Amazon intends to spend $1 billion to help small and medium-sized businesses in India create digital businesses. Bezos also said he hopes to boost exports from Indian-produced goods to be worth $10 billion on Amazon by 2025. At the same time, the Confederation of All India Traders said it is organizing protests against Amazon and Flipkart in 300 cities in India. Facebook has launched a feature that will notify you by app and email when your account is used to log into a third-party app. The email alert will offer a link to edit your settings if you wish to remove the third-party app's permission to access your details. One of the most requested features for Twitter over the years has been an edit button. When asked about the edit button during a video Q&A with Wired, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey said, "We'll probably never do it." Dorsey admitted there are good reasons for having an edit button, like fixing typos and broken links, but he said it also enables bad behavior, like editing content to mislead people. Spotify launched Pet Playlists that let you answer some questions about your pet's personality traits, like energy level and friendliness, then combines that with what it knows about you to create a music playlist that you and your pet will enjoy. The feature lets you choose whether you're creating the playlist for an iguana, bird, cat, dog, or hamster. TechCrunch's Brian Heater has launched an impassioned plea to add rabbits to the list. In the meantime, Heater says he will make do with hamster as a selection as a workaround. Finally, Amazon has lifted the restriction on letting third-party sellers on its platform use FedEx for shipping. Amazon stopped letting sellers use FedEx as a shipping option for Prime orders last month. But now, Amazon says FedEx has consistently met Amazon's on-time requirements, leading to the decision to restore the option. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.